Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am so excited to be chatting with you. I took a week-long break, and I'll be honest, it felt really weird. I had a lot going on personally, but I still felt like I'm missing my podcast peeps. I'm missing chatting and connecting with people. The amount of DMs and personal messages that I get from you guys just in regards to what I talk about on this podcast is truly so meaningful to me. And so I just want to say thank you so much to those of you who do that, who send me the private messages, who let me know how this podcast affects them and how it makes them think and reflect on things that maybe you haven't thought about in quite some time. And so today I'm going to talk about something a little bit morbid, and I hope you don't mind, but that's exactly where my brain is at right now. Last week, Friday in the evening, I got the news that one of my very dear friends who I used to be in a party planning company with, I don't know if you know this from my past, but I actually used to do in-home parties for adult women with a company called Pure Romance. So you can, if you've never heard of them, you can go do a little Google search and figure out exactly what it was that I sold. I used to kind of call it the lotions and potions, but I was in this company for 5 years. It was what really got me into the industry that I'm currently in, inside of network marketing. And it was what really helped me kind of catapult back into that independence after having my little one, who's now not so little. It's crazy to think about. But I started with Pure Romance when she was only a year old. And so I'm so grateful for the opportunities that it's brought me and that I'm where I am now because of it. And I met this beautiful human named Sarah within this company, and I got the news that she passed. And so, you know, oftentimes, what are we thinking about? We're thinking about the shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, it's been in 2 days, it'll be a year since her and I even had a conversation, even just through Facebook Messenger, which is where we would connect, and we would go and have coffee and catch up. And I remember just she was one of the very first people who actually celebrated when I was ready to move on and go into the health and wellness space. And whereas a lot of other people kind of took that time to talk, you know, talk about what I was doing or block me on the internet, or, you know, she was the one who supported me and who showed love. I remember she sent a card to me, and that just meant the world to me because I had somebody in my corner. And there's power in community, right? So just hearing that news and hearing that she is leaving behind two kids and a husband, and that this bright light in this world is no longer here, it breaks my heart. And I was reading a book on Saturday and Sunday, and in the book, it was talking about, you know, our bodies and our body image and things like that. But it really just made me think of this situation that I'm currently experiencing. And, I went on Google because I knew that this book had been written a while ago. And at the time in the book, the woman had said that 151,000 people die every single day. And so I was like, okay, like I like to know statistics, you know, give me a percentage of something and I am way more likely to do it if I've got that percentage or that number. I love to hear that kind of stuff. And so I went on Google and I looked up 2023, which is when I'm recording this. This is March of 2023. And I looked up how many people die per day now that it's 2023, and it's 336,648 people approximately every single day. So even if I flubbed up that number, it's still right around that. It's still right around there. And in the book, what the woman was saying is you know, some of us pick ourselves apart, right? We pick apart the fact that we don't like our, you know, cottage cheese thighs. We don't like the fact that we have bat wings when we go and wave our arms hello to people. We don't like the double chin. We don't like all of these things, right? And she said that she was listening to a meditation one day, and the person who was doing the meditation or leading the meditation said, think about that person who passed away yesterday, what they would give to be in that body that has the cottage cheese thighs, that has the bat winged arms. Like, they don't care about that. They want the opportunity to just take another breath, just to, I'm literally sitting in my great room right now because I do this podcast everywhere in my house. Some people have like the fancy equipment and the nice microphone, and it's very aesthetically pleasing. I have a pair of earphones that come with my iPhone purchase, and I am either walking around my house or I'm sitting in a spot just pouring my soul into you guys. And I'm feeling the sun that's shining for like the first time in what feels like forever. I'm feeling it on my shoulders and on my back. And I get to experience this moment in time, this one present moment that I have that I'm never going to get back, that's never going to be here again. And I'm so grateful. Like, imagine how many people did not know that it was going to be their last day and that don't have this moment right here, right now. And so if you're listening to this, which you are, if I just said that, I want you, if you're driving, don't do this, but I want you to just close your eyes, take a deep breath, put your hand over your heart, and just have a moment of gratitude for the fact that you can feel your heart beating. You can feel your chest move up and down while you're listening to this. That you have those kids that maybe drive you crazy, or that job that stresses you out, or that you have a body with, you know, functioning parts, right? We have so many things that we can truly be grateful for if we just get back into our bodies every so often and just feel that gratitude. Our entire lives can change. I've really started implementing this just a few months ago, like truly just being in the moment. If I'm washing the dishes, I think my husband and I talked about this on our course that we put together, just a masterclass that we did, just being in the moment and enjoying something as simple as washing the dishes and having the warm water, warm soapy water on our hands, and finding like the joy in those little moments, because that's all our life is. It's a bunch of little moments that are put together. And at the end of your life, you can either look back and think about all of the things that happened the way they did and those crappy moments that all of us experience at one point in time, or we can think about how much joy we got to experience in the little things, in those moments of just true bliss. And so I just want you to know that I love you so much. If you're struggling with something, send me a message. Like, I'm always an ear that you can vent to, that you can tell me about what's going on. Sometimes just getting it off of your chest and just sharing it with somebody else, sending a voice note and just saying what's going on, can make a person feel so much better. And I don't want anyone to ever feel like they're alone and that they have no one to go to, because oftentimes we just need that minute to say what's going on in our world so we can get to that better feeling. So I love you. I hope you have a fabulous day. The next podcast, you know, it might be on a better note. It might be a little bit of a higher energy podcast, and it might not be. That's the thing about grief. We just never know how we're going to be, when we're going to be, and where we're going to be. And so I thank you for giving me this time to share what's on my heart. And, you know, there's always a silver lining to these things, right? I look at all of the amazing women, like these women that I used to work with and that I had meetings with and things like that. We were like a family. And, you know, life happens. When you leave a job, it's just like that. You know, you don't talk to the people as much. You don't see them. A lot of people have moved away and, you know, we are coming back to one another and even talking about doing Sarah, my friend who passed, was very into camping. And so we're even talking about doing a girls' camping trip coming up. And so there are ways that we're able to honor her and to show our love to her in our own way. And it's just that reminder that there are still things that you can do to show your love for the people while you're here on this earth still. So I love you. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Until then, bye.